Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Auntie Donna. This is Narda from Texas.
Narda, my beautiful sister out of the Lone Star State of Texas. Welcome, sweetie. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm excellent. Amen. I'm blessed and highly favored. And I mean that. I mean that. And I just thank God that, you know, despite of the toils and snares,
yes,
the Bible says we have already, that's past tense, we have already come. Amen. So regardless of what we're going through, we're winners because we are on the winner side.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, a pleasant good day to Uncle Carl.
Yes.
I'm probably old, 2 years older than Uncle Carl, but I love Uncle Carl.
Yes.
And to Positive Radio. Yes. And to all your precious listeners around the world, you know, let me just say this. Abba, I thank you that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, because you are my strength and you are my redeemer in Yeshua's name. And Auntie Donna, guess what?
Guess what? I don't know.
I want to talk about the F word.
Servant?
The F word. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No, A, B, C, D, E,
oh,
F.
Oh, that
the
one.
The F word. Well, listen, it's not the bad, ugly word, though. So we're safe.
I would never think that from you. I would never think that of you. Go ahead. I am excited to hear how you're going to feed my soul, woman of God.
Amen, amen. You know, because people are struggling. And so I want to talk about dealing with difficult people. And I didn't really know that I was going to talk on this topic tonight. But, you know, I just go as the Lord leads me.
Yes.
And I want the listeners to never feel guilty for detaching yourself from toxic people, be it family, friend, or foe. And I'm going to repeat that. Never feel guilty for detaching yourself from toxic people, be it family, friend, or foe. So you can go ahead and hashtag family, friend, or foe. Here we come. Because the Bible declares that as far as it depends on you to live in peace with others.
My God.
And realistically, Auntie Donna, realistically, real talk, we know that peace is not always reciprocated. As there are many, who, you know, they love to live in strife and contention and division. So then the question begs, how do we as believers, right, as Christians, as sons and daughters of God, how do we deal with difficult family members, friends, or foes? And so what I'm about to say is going to actually help free some of you who have been struggling with a guilt trip for a long time, and you have been in toxic relationships for way too long. Humility. Now, humility is, you know, freedom from pride and arrogance, okay?
Yes.
It's the quality or the state of being humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humility is not stupidity. Humility is not stupidity. And God didn't make us doormats that say, you know, in large print, welcome, wipe your feet on me. And I get that there are times, you know, when the Lord would have us to hang in there, you know, in long suffering, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
Tolerance. But we better discern when God says to release and that it's time to go, because there have been abusive women who have died because they preached, the church preached to them the wrong message.
God.
God didn't make you a door. He didn't make you a punching bag. And so mothers have died, leaving children motherless because they stood in a relationship. Because now that's another topic, divorce. And God gives us three biblical reasons why we can divorce. He hates it because of what it does to the children. But if he's abusing you, if he's physically abusing you, honey, take them babies, yes. And I'm telling you, go. And let God change him and deal with it. And if he wants to restore it, it gets restored. But you have a life to live, mm-hmm. and you have children to love on. Matthew 10 and verse 13 and 14 says, if the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if it is not worthy, now listen to this,
mm-hmm.
take back your blessing of peace. He said, take it back.
My God.
Whoever does not receive you, nor heed your words, so why are you still there fighting with them? Pack up your stuff. And as you go out of that house or that city, shake the very dust off your feet. Romans 12 and verse 17 says, you know, we're not to repay evil for evil, because we ought to carefully consider to do what is right in the eyes of God and in the rights of everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. But verse 18, it says, if it is possible on your part. Now, let me stop here for a moment, because the second part of this sentence thrives and hangs, and it hangs on this first part. If it be possible on your part, and it continues to read, live at peace with everyone. But even as a Christian, Auntie Donna,
yes,
you cannot help everybody. I cannot help everybody. Not everybody wants to be helped. Not everyone desires peace, even if you do. Some people are comfortable right where they are. Some people are dysfunctional because they choose to be. And even when you offer truth and you offer them the tools, the peace, the love, the forgiveness, they will still somehow blame you for their mishaps. And I'm hearing the word narcissistic, and that's another topic and another message.
Yes.
And, you know, we've all heard the saying, hurting people hurt people, right? And today it's become such a cliche that it almost, in the undertone, sounds like a task that, you know, that you can treat people crappy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Donna, I found that some people would rather hold to their dirty, smelly security blanket like Linus, mm-hmm, who always fell apart every time it was taken from him. Now, you remember Linus, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the Charlie Brown series?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember Lucy? Lucy was wicked. Mm-hmm. She was mischievous, always trying to snatch Linus's security blanket away.
Yes.
Always removing the football, you know, when Charlie Brown was coming, you know, running to kick it.
Yes.
She'd always take it away and he'd fall.
Yes.
It's like someone removing the chair from beneath
each time.
You
each
so
time.
That you would fall.
Yes.
And some people are like that.
Yes.
They get a kick out of seeing you fall, or they get a kick out of seeing you lose.
Mm-hmm.
They're carnal and fleshy.
My God.
And always attempting to trip you up, just like the Pharisees who are far to see. You know, there's some people that are far to see. And the Sadducees, they're sad to see.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to trip and trap Yeshua, the Messiah. You know, that's what they always did. Try to trip him with it, mind you, mm-hmm, with his own words.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some people will die with their emotional disability.
My God.
With their dysfunction and their disorders. And not because they are helpless, but because they refuse the help offered and they refuse to change.
My God.
And hear me, friends, learn to let people go. Letting go does not mean giving up.
My God.
It simply means you have chosen to move on with your life and close the door to the drama and the distress they steadily bring into your life.
My God.
So, honey, if you don't want the drama, then stop buying tickets to the show.
My God.
Stop clicking over to their page or walking on their block or their street to see what they're doing next.
Yes.
Because some people, you know, they're addicted to their past, their pain and their problems like a drug addict.
My God.
But if you really love people, and I genuinely love people, and I will go the second mile, I'll even go the third. Now, you're going to sincerely pray for them with hopes that one day they will open their hearts to Yeshua, right?
Oh,
and that we're going to pray that they receive the healing and the deliverance they so desperately need.
Yes.
You cannot change people. I can't change people.
My God.
Only God can. And until then, it is okay to love the unlovable, mean, and miserable people from a distance. Yes, because some people are just miserable. You can pray for them as the Holy Spirit leads you, but you cannot allow yourself, you cannot afford to be swept under the undercurrents of their emotional hullabaloo.
Yes.
Because hear me good, it is dangerous, and even professional lifeguards can drown.
My God.
You've got to keep it moving.
Stay away.
Because you are on an assignment. And when the assignment is finished, you've got to recognize when God has placed a period on it. Just stop trying to force things to happen.
My God.
Let go and let God deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a hard pill to swallow. You know, we always say we want truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we give them the truth, they don't want to swallow the pill.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I say, swallow it anyways.
My God.
Because it is a truth that will set many free.
Free. Yes.
If they simply yield to it And you know what? The same sword of the Spirit that heals on one side will cut on the other. Because God's word is a two-edged sword, and it has a way of cutting us up. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, God, when that word cuts me up really good.
My God.
But it's only to make me better, to make us thrive, to be effective, to develop in character and integrity so that we can be beautiful light brights for his glory. Amen? And in closing, I want to say this. I don't always know how God is turning things around, but I thank you, Auntie Donna. I thank Positive Radio. And to all who are tuned in and have let me into your hearts and home today, even if it is for a few minutes.
Amen.
Shalom, my sister. Shalom.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. I thank you, Nadia, for coming in.
Amen.
With this. This is who we are. Thank you very much, Nadia. This is who we are. We're not going to preach the familiar message. I don't want to preach the familiar message that you hear every Sunday in church. I want to teach. I want to help us learn together some of the things that are going to open up our mind to receive the word of God. Some of us will never receive the word of God because it is so matted with misinformation that causes us to be uneducated. But this afternoon, I want you to do this one thing that Minister Nadia said.
Let it go. Let it go. Let God take control.
Let God take control.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Help me, Lord.
Let them go. Let me tell you something. You know, you are the ultimate goody two-shoe.
You're going.
Trust me, there are some alternate body two-shoe out there. Anything can go, so any word can go, so you are the ultimate goody two-shoe. You know, you don't think evil. You have nothing to do with anything bad. You're good. But guess what? Body two-shoe out there wait for you, you know. War boat out there wait for you. I've never seen a set of cantankerous people like some Christian people. Them love war and they love fight.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Not to let it go.
Let God.
I gotta take that one back from the top, man.
Let it go. Let it go. Help me not to let it go.
We hold on. This is how most of us Christians are. Tight. We love all our pantings. All our pantings. I mean, I am being touted for let go things easily. I let go people so easy. It's unbelievable. I am not attaching to people. I want to be attached to God. Because